When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 925, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another Friday show where I play your questions and simply answer them. On all the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you, kind of like an audiobook, with permission from the authors, of course. Now, I love doing these Friday Q&As because I hope that I can bust through some of the myths you may have heard about and get to the real truth. There are so many false claims. People claim that something is a cure for X or Y ailment. If you just eat this way, you're going to live longer. And it's hard to keep track of some of that conflicting information. And so I hope that you can turn to this show to cut through some of those myths and get down to the truth. Now, you may be wondering, why do you call yourself Dr. Neil? You just created that. That's your nickname, right? No, I actually do have my Doctor of Public Health degree with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I have my Master of Public Health degree with an emphasis in health education and health promotion. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. When I'm not doing this podcast, I am actually full-time faculty at California State University San Bernardino, where I teach nutrition students. I've been featured in over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on all of these things I talk about on this show. I've published research and presented at national conferences. Now, I'll let you know how you can send in your own question at the end of the show, but for now, I think I've had a long enough intro. I'm sure you're excited to hear today's question, so let's get right to it and start optimizing your life.
Dr. Neil, so many health bloggers or so-called biohackers are trying to sell me all kinds of weird stuff. If I bought into all of it, that would be at least $50 for a grounding mat, $1,000 for a fancy red light device that shoots all the proper light wave spans, hundreds more dollars for clothing and a sleeping pod that protects against EMF waves. I'd have to throw out my EMF-emitting Wi-Fi router and then replace my smart thermostat. I'd spend over $10,000 on a device that emits special pulsed EMF waves, and every month I'd spend hundreds more dollars on special supplements and what they call nootropics or smart drugs to be chased by cups of bulletproof coffee with MCT oil, for which I'd have to sacrifice my morning tea. So my question is any of this stuff worth it or legit, or is it all BS backed by studies biasly published and conducted to drive sales? I do notice that you don't try to sell us any of this stuff. Thanks, Dr. Neil.
Thank you for your question, Frederick. Or actually, shall I say questions, plural. I appreciate you asking about all these things. A few days ago, I was listening to a different podcast. To be clear, one not affiliated with the Optimal Living Daily family of podcasts. It was an interview that featured a retired professional American football player. The interviewer asked the former footballer about his current routine now that he's retired. He responded that he uses some biohacking products to stay feeling young and energetic. The interviewer responded, "Now, biohacking, that's something I've heard about before. What is that?" You know what happened? The former football player couldn't even answer the question. He stumbled a bit, gave some examples, like using an infrared sauna and taking supplements, but couldn't really define what biohacking actually is. It may be because there's no strict definition, which makes me a little nervous. But what I could find is it basically refers to do-it-yourself biology, meaning you try out different products and lifestyle approaches with the aim of helping you feel your best. The belief is that by biohacking, you're changing your DNA, and hopefully these DNA changes provide health benefits. And you're right, Frederick. If we were to completely biohack our lives, we would end up spending quite a bit of money on products. Reporter Spencer Michaels of the Public Broadcasting System NewsHour interviewed a computer analyst who claims to use biohacking to improve his cognition or his thinking ability, his body weight, and his overall health. The article states that the biohacker uses supplements, they didn't specify which ones, and, quote, applies electricity to his brain and muscles to improve his body and mind. Oh, and they didn't say how or which device he used to apply this electricity. Now let's be clear. If something like, say, a supplement, or a piece of technology, or even a behavior can do more good than harm, then I'm usually for it. If it's unlikely to hurt you in some way and may provide benefits, then it might be worth a try, even if the data doesn't support it. My issue with some of these biohacking products, though, is that they may cause more harm than good, even if it's just harm to your pocketbook. In order to determine whether something is likely to help or harm, we have to look at the science. What do the data say? Going back to the example of the computer analyst and his biohacking techniques, the interviewer mentions that the biohacking techniques he uses, like applying electricity to his brain and muscles, have not been evaluated, nor replicated by scientists, nor published in scientific journals. And that's the problem. In order to understand whether something is more likely to promote health instead of harm health, it needs to be studied. Frederick, you listed a number of biohacking products, but I picked those that have been studied and will address those here, starting with MCT oil. MCT stands for medium-chain triglycerides. You probably already know about saturated and trans fats. You may have also heard about unsaturated fats, like omega-3s and omega-6s. Well, when we dig a bit deeper into the chemistry of dietary fats, and if we were to look at them under a high-powered microscope, we find that some of them are larger than others. Imagine a train on a railroad track. Now, imagine one of those super long cargo trains with hundreds of train cars linked together. Some fats are like those super long cargo trains. They have lots of cars or chains linking them all together. These are called long-chain fatty acids. But then there are other fats that are more like passenger trains. These don't have as many cars chained together, so they're smaller. These are like medium-chain fatty acids or medium-chain triglycerides, same thing. Now, in our food supply, we'll find medium-chain triglycerides in processed coconut oil. And we're also learning that the body treats these long and medium-chain fats differently. The theory right now is that medium-chain triglycerides are more likely to be used by the body for energy instead of being stored as body fat. Some also believe that these fats may help prevent diseases like Alzheimer's, which is basically a severe form of dementia. But many of these studies are small in size and not done over the long term, which makes it difficult for us to know whether consuming MCT oils are helpful or harmful. Now, switching gears for a second, let's talk about wireless routers in our homes. Now, in my personal opinion, I think we are often susceptible to making irrational cause and effect connections to things that we can't see, touch, smell, or taste. It's like if something's not tangible, and we think it might be harmful, then somehow it's the root cause of all of our problems. There are definitely situations when this happens, but I'm not so sure that this is true when it comes to the radiation emitted from our wireless routers, cell phones, and Bluetooth devices. In the case of our Wi-Fi routers, we know that they do send out radio waves in the form of low-level radiation. Oh, and sometimes this low-level radiation is referred to as low-level electromagnetic fields. The World Health Organization created a task force to look at whether exposure to this form of radiation is harmful to our health. They examined over 25,000 published studies and determined that exposure to low-level electromagnetic fields like from our Wi-Fi routers and cell phones and Bluetooth devices does not appear to harm our health. Exposure to these electromagnetic fields, even over the long term, does not appear to increase the risk for cancer or even depression. But look, if exposure to this type of radiation keeps you up at night, then there's no harm in finding ways to reduce your exposure. I just wouldn't advise that you spend tens of thousands of dollars to rewire your house to reduce your exposure, given the evidence I just provided. Now, as far as some of the other biohacking products and techniques you mentioned, Frederick, we simply don't know whether they promote optimal health. so that's why I'm not addressing them here. But it might be worthwhile to save your money for the time being and stick to the more well-studied behaviors to change your DNA, like a diet rich in whole foods, regular physical activity, adequate sleep, and stress management. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again for the question, or rather questions, Frederick. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book on the first of the month, which is tomorrow. So if you want to be in that raffle, send me a question today. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. All right, that'll do it for this week. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday as usual. Oh, and we'll be in February, and where your optimal life awaits.